We begin each meditation with a little checklist for that meditation as well, which begins with relaxation. So begin by just scanning your body and noticing any tension that you might feel. Any tension or constriction, even pain. And let your breath be drawn to it as if magnetically. And then release that tension or constriction on the exhalation. Release it into space. So that with each inhalation, you relax more and more deeply. This is called settling the body in its natural state. Relaxed ease and stillness. And there is a natural alertness in this natural state as well. The second item on the preliminary checklist for your meditation is to settle the speech in its natural state. This refers to two things. First of all, give up all control of the breath. Just let the body breathe itself, whether it's long or it's short. Deep or shallow. And let your speech come to the natural state of effortless silence. This, of course, refers to all the verbal chatter in our minds. And then the third item on your preliminary checklist for this meditation, settle the mind in its natural state. By giving up all concern for the future or the past, just rest in the present moment. And in this relaxed, silent, and present state, you are in a very good state to access your deepest intuitions. Recognizing how important motivation is for this retreat, simply ask yourself, what is my heart's desire? And this means for your life. What is your greatest goal? If you're fortunate to have some time on your deathbed to review your life, what would let you die in peace, knowing that you have achieved the highest potential of this life, that you haven't wasted all these precious opportunities? Let your intuition speak to you clearly and recognize the power of truth when it speaks to you. And now visualize at your heart an orb of radiant light about the size of a pearl. Your primordial consciousness, pristine awareness, shining brightly. And on the inhalation, arouse the aspiration, may I truly achieve my heart's desire. And on the exhalation, allow the light of this orb of radiant light to flood your body, saturating every cell, eliminating every obscuration and obstacle that prevents you from achieving your heart's desire. And then pose a second question. In order to achieve, to make real this heart's desire, what would I need from the outside world, from others? What support do I need? It could be material things. It could be that you need to develop a relationship with a guru or to find a true path for yourself. But what is it that would be refuge for you? A true refuge would be able to lead you along the path to be a condition for it. What would you love to receive from the outside? As support for you developing step by step your heart's desire. And again, visualize the orb of radiant light at your heart. And on the inhalation, feel all of the things that you need as support flowing into you and melting into you like snowflakes on a lake. And then on the exhalation, let that orb of radiant light again saturate your body. Eliminating all the obstacles, making good use of the bounty of what has been supplied to you, all leading to your heart's desire. And then consult your intuition with a third question. How would I love to transform my mind, my emotions, my view of the world? Now it's not things from the outside, but what things on the inside do I need that will support this achievement of my heart's desire? And you can connect that now specifically to this retreat. How would you love to transform during these days together here? And on the inhalation, arouse the aspiration as an act of loving kindness for yourself. May I truly transform this mind that sometimes seems so stubborn, so uncooperative, so solid? These habits of mine, may all of them just vanish. On the inhalation, arouse the aspiration. And on the exhalation, again, view that orb of radiant white light at your heart. Flood your body, filling every cell. Eliminating all the obstacles and obscurations that would impede this transformation. Not only things that you want to give up, but the things that you want to take up. And then the fourth question to consult your intuition on is, what would I love to give to the world? Recognizing the truth of interdependence, that it makes no sense for me to obsess about my own happiness without thinking of the happiness of others. How is it that I, in the achievement of my heart's desire, could promote the happiness and the achievement of the heart's desire of all those around me? Out of my own unique genius, my own sense of who I am, my own skills, my unique history, the cluster of people that only I know, how is it that I can contribute to the happiness, ultimate happiness, of everyone I come in contact with? And arouse that aspiration. May I be able to truly benefit others by the achievement of my heart's desire. Arouse that aspiration on the inhalation, and on the exhalation, allow that orb of radiant light to fill your body, saturating every cell. And then your body can no longer contain it. And the light leaves out of each pore of your body, filling the room. And each person that light touches has the power to transform them. And the light keeps spreading beyond this room, through the entire neighborhood, and just keeps on growing. And then bring the light back into your heart. And simply rest in the object condition, still, spacious awareness. Non-dual luminosity and emptiness. But this resting is powerfully infused with motivation. Our first session will be at 6:30 tomorrow morning, and that is an optional session. So if you feel like your retreat would benefit more from sleeping in, you're welcome to do that. Nobody is going to judge you or criticize you because you know what's best for your retreat. And we will be going through the prayers. There will be a little brief explanation, perhaps. Again, it will all be guided, you know, visualization, a powerful way to start the practice. And then there is a silent Ghatka after that. So if you don't want to do the prayers but want to come at 7 o'clock then, come during, or for the 7 o'clock session, come during that 6-minute period before 7 o'clock. Or if you just, you know, that's optional also, that session. And if you just want to sleep in until breakfast at 7:30, you're welcome to do that as well. Whatever is going to set you up best for the day. And then we go on from there. The first session will be at 9 o'clock. And so it is a great virtue that you have done by contemplating ultimate potential and how that could benefit all beings. And what, how this relates to your life, your own aspirations, to this retreat, tremendous virtue in that. So rather than let that virtue ripen as an ice cream cone on a summer day, some pleasure, you know, that just is temporary, the gurus say that if you dedicate that virtue, it actually will have the power to manifest this virtue in the way that you dedicate it. So the way to get the most bang for this buck is to dedicate it to all beings so that all beings may find the path, find the result of the path, and so that suffering is eliminated from the world and only becomes a legend of the past. May it be so. So sleep well, and Diana said that you should peek outside to look at the night sky before you retire because the stars are out, and maybe it's been a while since we've seen stars.